introduced, item 941.
941, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland Public Schools and TriMet for $966,666 to continue the Student Transit Pass project to offer public transportation for high school students at Portland Public Schools.
Thank you very much. I don't know if we have a presentation on this ordinance, but I'll speak a few words about it. This is pursuant to our budget as approved. It is a good temporary solution, and I'm happy that we're implementing this temporary solution. We're also going to try to move forward towards a different funding formula for this. But one way or another, we got to make sure we have our kids getting to school without additional vehicles on the street. And actually, I think one way or another, we've got to make sure we've got access for our kids to lots of other things like jobs and recreation. One of the other things this council did in the budget this year was approve a program of more free and available access to our community centers for teenagers. And Commissioner Fritz's staff has been a little wide-eyed at the amount of teenage activity in the centers. For example, 2,500 kids signed up for the free recreation available at Matt Dishman Community Center. We heard stories about families that saved all July so they could buy bus passes for the kids to get to Dishman from elsewhere in the city in August. I think it indicates the need for one way or another for the community to make sure that our young people have access to transit in a transit-friendly city. So I'm happy that we're doing this. It isn't necessarily the permanent solution, but it's a good one for now. Again, unless there's any other presentation, which I don't think we have this morning, anyone else would like to speak on this item?
Mr. Lightning would like to speak.
Come on up, Lightning. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X. I do approve of having the students be awarded the $966,000. One of the only other issues I have within the city of Portland is that we shouldn't deny the most vulnerable people to also have access to the transportation. And I'm not seeing enough passes being given to a lot of the homeless out through the city. And that kind of disturbs me because of all the people that really need access to medical, to jobs, to going different locations, that would be the homeless. And yet, we give money to certain nonprofits that say to you, you need to tell us who you're going to see, and we'll call them to verify that. But in my mind, having the people through the city that are the most vulnerable have access to go to different locations is very important to the city from a beneficial of people getting more jobs, people having access to doctors, people being able to go to see their friends, their relatives. And because they are homeless, they're being denied that access because city leaders are not looking at that and saying, we think the students deserve to have these passes, but the most vulnerable people in this city do not. So I question your decision on denying the homeless access to free passes on the transportation to improve their lives, possibly get a job, possibly get housing, possibly improve their health. So again, I just question your thinking on this, and I hope that you'll look at this a little bit closer and maybe decide to offer that to at least the, quote, 2,000 that we keep throwing that number out that are chronically homeless throughout this city. And again, even if you offered transportation every Monday of every month to this group, the benefits to them to be able to improve their lives would be enormous. And as the public taxpayers, I think, would agree, to having access to this vulnerable group out there is very beneficial throughout the city to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for
Lightning, do you have a testify in front of the TriMet board? Because I would suggest that that would be very helpful. I read in the Oregonian yesterday that they're considering increasing the payroll tax. Maybe I agree with your comments and asking them to be partnering in this. I mean, this is the city's taxpayer money going to TriMet to provide this service. I think that the issue you raise is one that would be well raised with the TriMet board as well.
If I may respond real fast, is that somebody has the authority to get the students their passes. And to have that authority to request $966,000 are the same people I'd like to have talking to TriMet on behalf of the most vulnerable people of this city. I do not have the authority to get that amount of money. I did not have the authority to do that. You know who does. You know who has that ability. And the improvements to this city would be tremendous for people to be able to have that type of access, even if it's for one Monday a week every month. That's only four days out of the month. Would give a tremendous amount of people the opportunity to improve their lives tremendously. So again, I hope that we can have the proper people have discussions with TriMet who had the ability to get this passed through for the students. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Then let's take a roll call vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I'm glad that we're continuing to provide this transportation. It's also one of the, I know, the mayor's priorities as well as mine to get it for students throughout the city of Portland, not just in Portland Public Schools. Aye.
Bish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you very much.